Do you call those gutters?
Yeah, gutters.
Are they built in or do they hang?
They hang.
Uh-huh. What about, I don't know if they have this construction around here, but if you have a house and an L, the low place where the roof joins, did you ever see something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of a valley or an alley of a roof?
No, never yet.
And since you had a lot of old worthless things, like old broken furniture that wasn't any good anymore, you'd call that
junk.
And a place that you could use for storing things that you didn't know what to do with.
A storage closet.
Uh-huh. Do you ever call it a junk room or a lumber room?
I would call it a junk room.
Mm-hmm. And a woman would say, if her house was in a big mess, she'd say, I have to
clean up the house.
And
or straighten the house.
Uh-huh. What you sweep with would be the...
Well, either... would you call it a room?
Okay.
Hello. Oye, primo, ¿me levantas? ¿Qué horas? Ah, la muchacha nueva. A María. A Carmen. Okay, entonces me vamos a la una. Okay, I'll be ready. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Whenever you need to.
No, I just...
Let me know.
Yeah. No, I was calling about the golf. They're picking up at one.
Okay. Say if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom. You say the broom was...
Behind the door.
And years ago, on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and they'd do the...
Linen?
Huh?
Ask me the question again.
Women would get the dirty clothes together and they'd do the...
Laundry?
Uh-huh. Did people used to use the term laundry when you were...
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear him say any other way of saying that?
No.
Did you ever hear washing and ironing?
Well, yeah. But usually when they're going to do the laundry, you take into consideration they're going to do the washing and the ironing.
Mm-hmm. But laundry was the term that was
used? Yeah, that was used, yeah.
Did you ever, I don't know if this is this part of the country or not, but in some sections they would have a big black thing out in the yard they'd use for heating the water to boil the clothes in?
Uh-huh.
You'd call that a...
We call it a boiler.
Mm-hmm. Any other names for that?
Hot water.
Mm-hmm.
No. Hot water boiler.
Uh-huh. What about the thing you could heat up water to make hot tea in? That'd be a... The thing with the spout on for making hot tea. You call that a tea?
Tea kettle.
Uh-huh. Would you ever use the word kettle talking about this boiler?
No.
And if you had a two-story house to get from the first floor to the second floor, you'd have the...
Steps. Staircase, but we probably, what will we use?
Uh-huh.
Probably the steps, I guess, instead of the staircase.
Uh-huh. And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to...
Close the door, not to shut it.
How does the word shut sound to you?
It doesn't sound good.
It sounds sort of lower class, or...
Yeah. It just reminds me of shut up, and I don't like the word shut up, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather say, please be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say, please close the door.
Mm-hmm.